In this bulletin, at least four people dead after a shooting in France. Adelaide wins the right to host Australia's new National Space Agency. And Liverpool through to the last 16 of the Champions League. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. At least four people have reportedly been killed in a shooting near a Christmas market in the French city of Strasbourg. At least 10 people have been injured. Police have locked down the area and launched a hunt for the shooter, who's reportedly known to the police. Authorities say the motive for the shooting is not yet clear, and an investigation is underway to see if it was terror-related. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is set to offer state and territory leaders an extra $1.25 billion for health services at today's Council of Australian Governments meeting. The Community Health and Hospitals Program will fund projects and services across the country, including rural hospitals, cancer treatment facilities and mental health services. But Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has told Sky News the money only makes up a fraction of what's already been cut from the health sector.
Any additional funding is a good thing, but to say that that compensates for the savage cutbacks we've seen, that really isn't a fair, I think, analysis.
Adelaide has beaten other mainland capitals to win the right to host Australia's new National Space Agency. The government says the agency, which is expected to open by mid-2019, will create jobs and allow local businesses to access the $100 billion global space industry. South Australian Premier Stephen Marshall says the agency reinforces South Australia as a hub for innovation and technology, adding to a rapidly growing defence sector.
This is a critical industry for us in South Australia. I'd like South Australia to be known as the defence and space state. We've got plenty of other industries that do well, but this is a real point of difference with other states around Australia.
The Minister for Cities, Urban Infrastructure and Population, Alan Tudge, says the agency could create up to 20,000 jobs in the state by 2030, something which he says will help ease congestion in the other capital cities.
It's also going to help overall with population growth into South Australia, which of course is one of the ambitions of the state government here, and we want to support that so that there's opportunities for more South Australians to work here, to live here, and more opportunities for young people so that they can stay here rather than having to go to the East Coast for other opportunities.
A Canadian judge has granted bail to a Chinese executive facing possible extradition to the United States. Meng Wanzhou, Huawei's chief financial officer and the daughter of its founder, was arrested in Canada last week on suspicion of breaking sanctions by doing business with Iran. Ms. Wang's extradition to the US would inflame tensions between the US and China, particularly as the negotiations continue over their tariff war. Ms. Wang's bail comes hours after reports a former Canadian diplomat is being detained in China. It's not known whether there's a link between the two cases. Major General Craig Farini has been named the new commander of Operation Sovereign Borders. General Farini takes over from Air Vice Marshal Stephen Osborne, who leaves the job later this week. General Farini has a clear message for people smugglers.
Well, we have a new commander. Nothing has changed. And to anyone contemplating an illegal maritime entry to Australia, the message is don't. On my watch, you'll be intercepted and returned.
Operation Sovereign Borders began in 2013 under the Abbott government. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says that since then there's been 34 boat returns, the disruption of 79 people smuggling ventures, and more than 616 arrests by regional law enforcement. British Prime Minister Theresa May is holding talks with European leaders and European Union officials in the hopes of rescuing her Brexit deal. Opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn has labelled Ms. May's trip as a waste of time and public money. It comes as EU officials rule out any further negotiations of the divorce agreement. However, European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker says elements of Ms. May's deal are open to what he terms further interpretation.
There is no room whatsoever for renegotiation. But, of course, there is room, if used intelligently, is room enough to give further clarification and further interpretations without opening the withdrawal agreement. This will not happen. Everyone has to know that the withdrawal agreement will not be reopened.
In football, Liverpool are through to the last 16 of the Champions League after a 1-0 win over Napoli at Anfield. Mohamed Salah netted the game's only goal in the 34th minute. The only negative for Liverpool was centre-back Virgil van Dijk collecting a yellow card that means he'll be suspended for the first leg of the round of 16. Tottenham Hotspur also progressed thanks to a 1-1 draw with Barcelona in Spain. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, a possible shower and 27 degrees. Adelaide, a shower or two and 32. Possible shower in Melbourne, 33. Should be sunny in Hobart, 28. Canberra, shower or two, 29. Wollongong, cloudy, 22. Sydney, cloudy, 24. Newcastle, a shower or two clearing in 25. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 30. Cairns, showers and 33. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.